Hi, friends, and welcome to All Things Relatable, a place where stories are shared. It's hard to put a value on a story because the lasting effects it can have are often priceless. An individual's story has the potential to impact our lives in tremendous ways. My hope for you in joining me today is that this episode resonates with you and that you leave enlightened, ignited, and inspired, because it only takes one moment to spark a change and leave an everlasting effect. Oh, hello, all. It feels like it's been a while since I recorded a solo episode. And so I don't just record to record unless I really have something to say or something has come up. So something has come up, and hopefully I make it through this episode while you're listening in without becoming a blubbering mess. But I guess you won't be watching me. So anyways, just know how emotional this story makes me, even if I make it through alive. It is one that just hits my heart in so many ways. And so this episode is called One Small Kindness. I'm going to tell you this story. So, about a month-ish ago, the class across the hall got a new student. And I happen to teach art to that class twice a week. So this little one came in, and she's just the most lovely human. And somehow she's in grade five or six. It's a 5-6 class. So honestly, I don't even know at this point. I'm like, is she one of the fives or one of the sixes? But that doesn't even matter. And so somehow she had said to me, or something came up along the lines about her mom looking for a job. And in my response, I don't even know the exact response, but it was like, oh, she'll find a job. It'll be in no time. And next thing you know, she comes to school with her mother's number. And she said her mom wants me to call her. And they have recently immigrated from Africa, West Africa. And I don't know the whole of their story, but I know that they tried to make things work in Toronto first and it didn't work. So here they are in Grand Prairie, Alberta. And so her mom wants me to call her and gives me the phone number. And I don't instantly call that day because I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to like look around, feel things out. I'd ask the little girl, does your mom have a car? No, they didn't have a car. Where do you live? Kind of looked on Google Maps, found where they lived. So I could kind of scope out some potential jobs in the area that she might want to apply for or help her. I'm thinking in my mind, like, I'll help her drive around. I'm going to help her find a job. Her mom's really desperately in search of a job. And so I didn't call the mom back for a day or two with this number because I was just kind of checking things out, like what is available, what can I recommend, how can I help? And this little girl, she says to me, yeah, my mom was just crying and crying at home. She's so sad. She just wants to work. She just wants to get a job. But then I told her that you were going to help her. And she stopped crying. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, she wants to work. She has a family. She has kids. Her husband is here. They're both not working. They've been here for a month. She's put out resumes. She's looked around. There's nothing. It's crickets. And so I totally relate to her story, but I'll wait to tell you how, I guess. So then it must have been a day or two later, and it's like 9:30 a.m. and I get a call down in my class, and the school secretary, she says, yeah, this girl's parents are here for you to see you. I'm like, what? I'm like, are you sure? I only teach her art. They must be here to see her other teacher. They're not here to see me. And she says, no, they're here to see you. Do you want me to make an appointment? Get them to come back. And we just happened to be on snack break. So I'm like, no. I'll just come down to the office and chit chat with them. So there they are. And it reminded me, just like out of a movie, this woman and her husband together coming in. The daughter told them I was going to help. And she's just sitting there, her and her husband in the chairs at the office. And she's like, I heard you're going to help me get a job. I need to find a job. I need to work. And this is where I relate so much to her. When I moved for a minute down to Kamloops, when we tried to make the move to BC, I tried to get a job. I had 7 years teaching experience. I had 4 years retail experience, and I had 10 years serving experience. And I applied for about 100 jobs. I had a car. I could get anywhere around town. I had access to a computer and a printer at my mother-in-law's house to print off my resumes, a computer to send my resume online. And at the time, I wasn't working. So I had like all of this time to actually go and seek out and find a job. I went to Service Canada. I went everywhere. And so the admin walked out, one of them at that time, and was kind of like, what's going on out here? And I'm like, well, I'm going to help these people find a job. Like, they're looking for a job. And she'd ask the questions like, did you go to Service Canada? Yes, we already have. The woman said, I went to the job fair yesterday. I've been dropping off my resumes. And I'm like, I get you. I get you. Because in the 3 months that I was down in BC, I did not get a job and I wanted to work. And I'm going to say that, like, I didn't get a full-time position. I didn't get a part-time position. I have to throw this in there. I did get a job for 1 day working the election when it was there. And then I realized when I came back, when people say, like, get a job, how hard could it be? There's so many places looking for work. Don't be so lazy. Like, if you want to work, you can work. So I knew, like, I'm like, okay, you need some help and I am going to help you. I will not stop until you get a job. You've immigrated, so that makes it harder. She spoke English, so that was great. And she was desperate to work, because here is another thing that she said. She said, if I don't get a job, then my husband has to go back. And she needs to be working for a year by a certain date, or her husband has to go back to Africa, I believe. Like, she needs to get working. And so this whole time I'm like posting, does anybody know of any jobs available? I'm helping someone look for a job. Just let me know. And so my EA, her husband, he manages one of the hotels here and said they might be looking. And so she applied for that. And initially didn't hear anything back. And so she's waiting and waiting. And every day that is going by is like torture for her. And so then I hear from a colleague that her mom is always looking for people. So I connected her with this woman's mom, and the next day she was in having an interview, and the position was 3:30 p.m. to like 11 p.m. So it didn't work. She had kids. She needed something in the day, but she wanted every day. She wanted full time. And then she messaged me and she got a call from the hotel and she was going in Monday to work. She finally got a job. And through this process, she was texting me. I was texting her to check in, see how things were going. And she is saying things to me like, "You are the greatest blessing. You are an angel." And I mean, I'm saying this humbly, like I'm not an angel. I just am doing a small act of kindness. But to her, one small act of kindness made me angel-like to her, a blessing to her, because it's what she needed, this little act of kindness. And then she came in a couple days ago in the morning before school started, and we chatted, and I congratulated her on the job, and she gave me a hug. And she gave me a hug the day that her and her husband came in to the school. Like, we just had like this deep, I love you hug. And then when she came to see me after she got her job, she says, "You're the first person in Canada that has hugged me. You're the first hug that I got." And I'm just like, oh my gosh, trying to contain, trying to keep it together. She's this beautiful human. She's got the most lovely energy. She wants to provide for her family. She wants to have the opportunities that Canada has to offer. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, how incredible that it only takes one small kindness to change someone's whole entire life. And the whole time I was saying, of course, it's my pleasure to help. I'm happy to help. Let me just message some other people and put it out there. And like, I know I've been there. I know how hard it can be. I want to help you. And she said, yeah, a lot of people might think or wish you well, but not actually like continue to help. And she said, "I want to be your friend." I said, "Yeah, we're going to be friends. We will be friends. Absolutely." And my mother works with this other beautiful human, Tabitha, who is part of this African church, and they have this amazing community. I went to one of their Christmas celebrations. Oh, and it was just the energy and the vibe and the culture was so, so cool. So I'm like, no, I'm absolutely going to be your friend. We are going to be friends now. And it's funny because nobody's ever said that to me. Like, I want to be your friend. Let's be friends. I mean, we're grown adults. I'm like over 40. I'm sure she is too. And she just wants a friend. She just wants someone to care. She just wants that one small kindness that is so easy to give. And so I'm going to connect her with this community also here, because although this might be her new home, it might not feel like home when you're going at it by yourself and bumping into the wall and not getting anywhere and not having anybody to connect with and just be with and experience things with. So I want to leave that with you today, this little story of one small kindness, because being kind is free. And you have no idea how your kindness might be the one thing that changes someone else's life. And this whole time, it was like, of course I want to help you. I don't want anything in return. This isn't like a, like there's nothing in it for me. Like I, you know, it's like going at it just sort of pure love and kindness and wanting to help without any need for any reciprocation. That it's just, I have the opportunity to do something kind and step into it. So just a reminder to be kind, to take the opportunity to share one small kindness with someone, because you just never know. And I'm sure we've all been there where we've had that one small kindness given to us, and we still remember how much that it meant. Thank you again for listening in. If you love the podcast and this episode resonated with you, or any of my previous episodes, and you think that they might be the one thing that that one person needs to hear that you know, I would deeply appreciate if you sent it along. And also, if you are into meditation, you can check out the show notes for the link to get 10% off the Now by Solu meditation speakers, the ones that I use with my class every single day that take 3 minutes and will change your whole vibration. So go check those out if that's something that you're interested in. And I will see you again here next week. Lots of love. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of All Things Relatable. If you know someone that would relate to this episode and get value from it, please pass it along. Also, if this episode resonated with you, I would love for you to rate, review, and subscribe.